Governor Parnell today showed no support for the Senate's plans to increase the formula that determines how much state money goes to local school districts. The Senate Education Committee this week approved a bill raising the basic student allocation by $125 in this year's budget, $130 next year, and another $135 the year after. The governor says he has told lawmakers that he does not want to increase any formulas that drive state spending. He says under the current method, the legislature does little more than write a check, and he wants the education system to be more accountable and flexible.
I am willing to consider and fund some fixed cost increases, for example, heat. If it's demonstrated, and I believe it is demonstrated, that heating costs for next year will be up, then we ought to fund that on a fixed basis, and I'm willing to commit to that with legislators.
Parnell said he recognizes that such spending could go against his cap on it in this year's budget. However, he prefers the fixed cost spending approach. He said the state could become overrun by formulas similar, he says, to the way federal money is spent. Fairbanks Democrat Joe Thomas, the co-chair of the Education Committee that wrote the bill for the spending increase, says those one-time appropriations the governor likes are seen as cuts to the programs because schools can't use them for planning their activities in future years. He says there are unpredictable elements of spending that would have to be considered.
You know, we talk about pupil transportation, we talk about energy costs. Those are fluctuating numbers. Generally, they go up because everything, the running of the school, the running of the buses is affected by the fuel costs, the weather, things like that are hard to predict. We're probably never going to fund education to the amount that is needed, even what looks like a reasonable cost as you review the factors yourself.
The Senate bill is currently in the Finance Committee.